You're with SBS Radio.
Whatamoorlie, I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is NITV Radio. And good news that the Brisbane Broncos Girls Academy has secured more federal government funding to support the program into the future for young Indigenous women in Queensland and New South Wales. I caught up for a yarn with Beryl Friday, the workshop facilitator.
Started as a student support officer last year, but this year I've moved into the role of, my official title is workshop facilitator, but I run the workshops, I travel around to all the schools and present them, and I'm more taking on a role of actually writing them, as well as writing the workshops, and I do follow up resources and learning sheets as well for the girls and the boys who attend them. So, yeah, my role is basically around the workshops.
Sounds like a big role indeed, sis. Good on you.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, for those of us who don't know, tell us about the Brisbane Broncos Girls Academy. What's it all about?
So the Girls Academy is set up in schools throughout South Queensland and northern New South Wales, basically to empower Indigenous girls in schools. So we have more than 2,000 enrolled this year, and we have, like I said, student support officers at the school who are somewhere between a teacher aide and a mentor and a cultural support officer. So whatever the girls need, we're able to provide them with. So the school staff can help them with things like resumes. They can sit in classes with them and help them with their schoolwork. They can arrange tutoring if needed, as well as that, just having that cultural support for the girls, you know, to lean on. And so it's a really good program, I feel, and there's a lot of people who do a lot of hard work behind the scenes to make it what it is. But yes, essentially we're a mentoring program for Indigenous girls.
Now, I understand that the Brisbane Broncos Girls Academy have just welcomed new federal government funding. Can you tell us more about this, please, sis?
Yeah, so we've just had our funding renewed for another 2 years, which means our program will continue on until the end of 2023 at the moment. It means that we're able to stay in the schools that we already have and support the girls there and, you know, really help them get the most out of their education. So it's a great initiative from the federal government, and they should be recognised for understanding our program and wanting to invest in it.
And just how important do you think this program is to help our young Indigenous young ones?
I think it's very important, and I'm happy to be corrected on this, but I'm not sure if there are many other programs in Australia that are designed to specifically mentor and empower girls, Indigenous girls, in schools. And I really believe that women are the backbone to our community. Once you kind of raise the women up, the whole community improves as a collective. And starting with our girls is obviously the best way to go. I think you can't deny that we're still living in a man's world. And so we need to be supporting our Indigenous girls and women and helping them prepare for the future and what happens and what, you know, for them when they finish school. So I'm really proud of our program, and I'm glad that the federal government are as well.
And what is it that you love most about your role working with the young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women?
The thing I love most about my role is probably going around to all of the schools and visiting all of the students. So we have over 40 schools in our program, and we present 58 workshops a term to 51 schools, I think that might be more correct. So I get to travel around and meet everyone. Some of the girls and what they say, and they tell me their backstories, they tell me where they've come from, where they're going, what their goals are, and how hard they work just to be in school is really, it's really empowering to hear, and it's really uplifting. And I'm just so grateful that I'm in the position where I do get to meet and connect with these girls.
And I bet they're lucky to have you as well, sis.
Yeah, I guess, but yeah, I'm more lucky to have them, really. Sometimes they really just put things in perspective for us. So some of the places that we visit, Tara, like, they don't have it very easy out there. Some of them, they don't live in houses. They live in these blocks that the council, like, kind of sold to people really cheaply. And then you get students and other schools who are, you know, being challenged with other, you know, just really hard things that teenage girls get thrown at them. So to go around and meet them and understand their story is really nice. Yeah, so I went to a private all-girls school in Queensland, and from kindergarten to year 12, I think there were 4 Aboriginal girls out of the 800. Mm. And when I was at school, I just felt like I was treated like everyone else. So I just happened to have brown skin, and I don't think anyone really understood my culture or anything about me. Mm. I really wish I had this program in school, because it would, you know, made such a big difference to me and my education. But I'm glad that I can give back now to these girls and help them get the best out of themselves.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.